the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that.
好呀，奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
Last month, I start to share with you about the spirit of the fruit of the spirit.
上个月我和大家开始分享圣灵所结的果子。
First, I share the first message about the love.
上次我第一次和大家分享的是仁爱。
After I went back and I continued to think about the love, so the subject of love is too great.
那我回去之后，我又继续在想关于仁爱这个主题。我发觉仁爱这个主题非常的广。
When we look at the Galatians, let's turn to Galatians.
我们请翻到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章22节23节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书五章22节23节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
22节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Apostle Paul mentioned about the fruit of the Spirit. The first one is here, love.
保罗在这里提到圣灵所结的果子，那第一项果子就是仁爱。
I think the love is included all the rest of the part of the fruit of the Spirit.
我个人觉得仁爱包含了其他圣灵所结的果子。
We understand the First John chapter 4, the John says God is love.
我们知道在约翰一书第十章那里，约翰说神就是爱。
The fruit of the Spirit is we seeking our life to be a spiritual life.
那圣灵所结的果子的目标就是希望我们追求一个属灵的生活。
Because we live in this world.
因为我们活在这个世上,
every day we're under the great stress.
我们每天面临许多的压力,
a lot of challenge and a lot of temptation from this world.
有很多的挑战, 很多的诱惑从这个世界而来。
Many times we might lose our genuine love from our Christian life.
而很多时候我们就会失去那基督徒真诚的爱。
We understand that God is love.
但是我们了解神就是爱。
But it takes some time to truly understand that God is love.
但是需要花时间来了解神就是爱。
And the entire scriptures are telling us what is God's love is.
而整本圣经就是要教导我们神的爱究竟是什么。
Some of the passage telling us the love of God is restoring our relationship between God and us.
有一些圣经经节告诉我们神的爱是关系到我们与神的关系。
Some of the passage telling us the love of God is as just like a parable, like a prodigal son.
那有一些经节就会告诉我们, 比如说, 浪子回头的比喻来形容我们与神的爱。
When we as sinners come back to God, God can open his arms to accept us.
当我们是罪人回到神面前来的时候，他如同父亲展开他的双手欢迎我们回来。
And also the Bible telling us about the true love is Jesus explained to us about through the parable of a good Samaritan.
那主耶稣也曾经给我们分享好撒玛利亚人的比喻来形容他对我们的爱。
I think all the Jewish during the time of Jesus, they seeking themselves, how they can be faithful to God and how they can love their God.
因为在那个时候的犹太人，他们一直在追求如何对神信实，如何可以表现得更好。
But many religious leaders at that time, Pharisees, Sadducees, they cannot reach up to the God's love.
但是那个时候许多的宗教领导者 如同法利赛人和教师，他们却没有办法达到神的爱。
I'm sure because they understood all their life is came from God.
他们虽然了解他们所有的爱应该是从神来的。
They have to pay back to God. They have to worship in God.
他们明白他们需要报答神，需要敬拜神。
But they cannot truly understand the love of God.
但是他们没有办法真正的去明白什么是神的爱。
Because they have an own nature of flesh.
因为他们有肉体。
They do not know how to overcome the flesh.
他们没有办法胜于肉体的情欲。
In Galatians chapter 5 here, from the verse 15, he mentioned about the struggling between the flesh of our desire and a desire of the spirit.
在加拉太书第五章这里想着顺着肉体的情欲和灵的相争。
In order to obtain the love of God, we have to be spiritually, we have to be strong.
我们如果要顺从神的爱，我们灵性就要刚强。
Yet we also very submissive to God.
我们也需要完全的顺服神。
And also we know how to devote ourselves, even our own desire, a passion, put on the we crucify on the cross.
我们也要懂得如何把我们的情欲钉在十字架上。
And we also have the great advantage that we have because we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们在这方面有优势，因为我们得到了圣灵。
The Spirit of God constantly let us know what is His true love means to us.
而神的灵会常常的来提醒我们神的爱。
So once we are moved by the Spirit, once we have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then we eventually understand that His love.
当我们被圣灵感动，然后到最后被圣灵充满，我们就能慢慢的去了解神完全的爱。
And then the love of God truly motivates our life.
而神的爱就能在此我们的生活激励我们。
This love can truly upgrade our Christianity, our daily life.
而这样子的爱才能真正的提高我们基督徒的生活。
It's come from the pure our motivations, our faith.
这样子的爱是来自真诚的信仰来的。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
请翻到哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 6.
哥林多后书第六章第六节。
In purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness,In the Holy Spirit, in genuine love. In the chapter 6, verse 6, here mentioned about the genuine love.
哥林多后书第六章第六节，这里提到了一个无为的爱心。
It comes from the purity and true knowledge and true patience.
而无为的爱心来自真正的知识，真正的忍耐和恩慈。
Let's turn to another verse, First Peter.
请再翻到彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书第一章的第二十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书第一章二十二节。
Since you have in obedience to the truth, and purify your souls for the sincere love of the brethren.Fervently love one another from the heart. And here also, since you have in obedience to the truth, purify our heart.
这里提到，因为我们顺从真理，洁净了自己的心。
I hope that my message it's not enough convince all the brothers and sisters to understand the true love of God.
我的道理可能没有足够的说服力来说服你们关于神的爱。
But I think the scripture can tell us and help us to understand His true love.
但是神的圣经可以教导我们神的爱。
And once we obtain this love of God within us,
而这样子我们也可以从这里得到了神的爱。
We can, our heart can open to God and open to the people.
我们才能把心向神打敞开，还有向人敞开。
Truly, we can love God and we can love our neighbors.
这样子，我们才能真正的爱神和爱我们的邻舍。
I think time of Jesus, the Pharisees and their all the believers at that times, they try hard to understand God's love, but they fail because.They cannot truly can understand the God's love.
在耶稣时代的法利赛人还有跟随他的人，他们想得到神的爱，但是他们却没有成功，因为他们不了解。
End up, they build their own way to believe in God.
而他们建立用自己的方式来信神。
End up, it fail on the last moment.
而然后到最后失败了。
I can see the one of Peter when he followed Jesus Christ.
我们看当彼得跟随主耶稣的时候
At the beginning, he's a very rough person, he himself.
在起初彼得是一个非常
粗糙的人 At the beginning, he has own passions, his own desire to follow Jesus.
起初他有自己的热心想要来跟随神
But we know that his own way to approach God, it cannot make him successful.
但是用他自己的方式来接近神却没有办法成功。
And when he denied Jesus three times,
当他否认主耶稣三次。
When he truly come back to himself,
当他真正的回到自己。
He understood who he is.
他那时候才明白究竟自己是谁。
And come out to the new person at that time.
那时候才有全新的自己。
When Jesus when he asked him, "Do you love me more than these?"
当主耶稣问他说：“你爱我胜过这些吗？”
A new person at that time came out from him.
就在那个时候，一个全新的自己出现了。
It is truly himself is now the answer to Jesus is come from his spiritual ground.
而那一次的回答是来自他灵性的成长。
Do you love me? More than this question, you know that I love you.
彼得对于你爱我胜过这些吗？他认真的回答：是的，你知道我爱你胜过这些。
When Peter answered to Jesus, I did that. He never himself proved something to Jesus. He never himself proved anything to Jesus.
当他说这句话的时候，他没有向主耶稣证明任何的事情。
But simple statements, you know that I love you.
但是很简单的一句话，你是知道的。
This understanding has come from the very deep into his heart.
而这句话来自他内心的深处。
I think the moments when he understands the love of God, and then that times his faith is truly built very strongly.
就在那个时候，当他明白神的爱的时候，也是他信仰重新建立的时候。
At the beginning, he approached his way to love God with his own flesh.
起初，他用自己肉体的方法来接近神，想要跟随神。
But later, he come to build his faith and followed by the spiritually that.
但是到最后，他却用圣经的话语来建立他的跟随。
Let's do John chapter 6.
请翻到约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 63.
第六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 63, book of John.
约翰福音第六章六十三节。
It is the Spirit who gives life; the flesh profit nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are the Spirit and alive. And Jesus here mentioned that the Spirit who gives life; the flesh profit nothing.
六十三节，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
We understand that when Jesus come to this world, He gave us a very precious gospel of salvation.
我们明白，当主耶稣来到世上，他赐给我们救恩的福音。
When he made a conversation between Nicodemus,
当他去到尼哥底母那里
he mentioned that truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他对尼哥底母说：“我实实在在的告诉你，除非一个人是从水和圣灵重生，无法进神的国。”
But that time, the Nicodemus he cannot.Figure out what he meant because he think about it as a flesh ways.
但是那时候的尼哥底母没有办法明白，因为他从肉体的角度来看这件事。
But then Jesus explained the further, and John chapter 3 verse 6 said, "The which is born of flesh is flesh; the which is born of the spirit is a spirit."
但是主耶稣在更深一层的向尼哥底母解释，那就告诉他说：“从肉体生的是属肉体的，从灵生的是属灵的。”
We understand all the message of Jesus Christ is a message of true love.
我们要明白主耶稣所有的真理是建立在爱的上面。
So all the message of Jesus is talking about the Spirit.
而所有主耶稣的道理都是在讲灵。
The one we're talking about the love, the fruit of the Spirit, also talking about the Spirit.
所以当我们在说圣灵所结的果子，我们所讲的也是属灵的。
I wish all the brothers and sisters we can build our true understanding of this love of God.
我希望所有的弟兄姐妹能真正建立对于爱的了解。
So this genuine love we can hold it upon for all the rest of our life.
而这样子真诚的爱可以一辈子的跟随着我们。
So that we, our spiritual, fruit, continue to bear out of the trees.
所以我们圣灵的果子才可以不断的继续的结出。
But yet we understand there's a flesh within us. There's a flesh within ourselves.
我们明白我们每个人都带着肉体。
If we constantly we have to fight and struggle with it.
我们时常要做不同的挣扎。
Just like one of trees growing up, it takes a lot of time, yet also a lot of challenge to grow up to bear the fruit.
就如同一棵树在成长的过程中，他们需要面临许多的挑战，还有挣扎，到最后才能结出果子。
There's a wind, there's a coldness, the all kind of weather come upon to the trees.
有不同的天气，有不同的风雨，他们需要去面对。
But we understand if you rely on God.
但是我们明白，如果我们依靠神
，God can grow this precious tree within our heart to continue to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
神可以帮助我们栽种这一棵树，在我们心里面不断的结出圣灵的果子。
Now we can move on to the second one.
我们现在要提到圣灵果子的第二个。
We know the Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, the second one, the fruit of the Spirit is joy, and then the love, and then joy.
我们知道在加拉太书第五章二十二节二十三节圣灵所结的第二个果子就是喜乐。
The worldly way people, the happiness is different than what the Bible say, about the joy.
这个世界上所提到的快乐和圣经所提到的喜乐是不一样的。
Worldly way of the seeking the happiness is to satisfy the flesh, their soul, so that they can be happy themselves.
这个世界所追逐的快乐是要满足肉体的。
But then, many times, follow the flesh way, it always, not many times, but all the way, it failed.
但是如果我们跟着这个世界所追逐的快乐，很多时候我们发现我们是失败的。
Most of the worldly way of the seeking for the happiness is the lust of flesh and lust of eyes and the boastful pride of life.
因为这个世界所追求的是眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，眼目，还有今生的骄傲。
But our Christians' joy is came from the Holy Spirit.
但是基督徒的喜乐来自圣灵。
It came from God.
是来自神的。
It's not something related with.Anything in this world, material things.
而跟这个世界物质的东西是没有关系的。
Now let's turn to Habakkuk.
请翻到哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 7 from verse 17.
哈巴谷书第三章从十七节开始。
Chapter 3 verse from 17 to 19.
哈巴谷书第三章十七节到第十九节。
Thou the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yields of the olive should fail, and the field produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold.And there be no cattle in the still. Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And he has made my feet like his feet. And make me walk on my high places. And here, in verse 17 to 19, he mentioned that. Maybe because of all the what 21st century standard we can think about. Maybe because of a lot of trouble within our life.
哈巴谷书第三章十七节到十九节，这里我们可以想想，在二十一世纪，好如比喻我们生活中有许多的困难。
And none of the people, if it happened like verse 17 in our life, nobody can be happy about it.
如果真的在我们生活中，如同十七节这里所记载的，我们要从何处找到快乐呢
？It thinks that doing it fail our business. It thinks that what we plan to do it cannot make it end up to successful.
我们的工作、我们的生意失败，我们的计划没有办法进行。
End up our hands turn out to be empty-handed.
所以我们的手看来看去却是空的。
But verse 18 says, "Yet I will exult in the Lord; I will rejoice in the God of my salvation."
但是十八节这里说，然而我要因主神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Indeed, one of our precious in the Bible, the apostle.He expressed the true joy when he was in the prison, like Apostle Paul.
这里他形容真正的喜乐，如同保罗被下在监牢里面的时候所形容的喜乐。
We know the book of Philippians. He Apostle Paul mentioned about his true joy out of him when he was in the prison.
我们知道在腓立比书，保罗被下在监狱里面，但是他却形容来自真正的喜乐。
Because his life focused on the spirit.
因为他的生活是专注在灵里的。
Of course, his physical life captured him. He was put him in the jail, so his life was a lot of trouble. Now,
虽然他肉体面临许多的困苦，因为他被下在监里。
He losing all the freedom out of his life.
他从生活中被拿走了自由。
Yet none of people can take away his joy out of him.
但是却没有人能取走他的欢喜。
Because this true joy is come from heaven and understanding of God.
因为这个喜乐来自天国，来自真正的明白神。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们需要问自己。
How much I can rejoice without God?
我因为神有多少的喜乐呢？
Truly, when we can lift our spirit up to the spiritual ground, when we live in this world.
当我们活在这个世上，可以把生活真正的提升到灵里。
We have to asking God to give us a fullness of the Holy Spirit because we need this true joy out of heaven.
我们需要求神给我们圣灵的充满，这样子我们才能得到来自神的喜乐。
Only is it possible that when the Spirit the fullness upon us and that we can have this true joy can come upon to us.
也只有当我们有圣灵的充满，这样子真正的喜乐来才可以来到我们身上。
Let's turn to the book of John.
请翻到约翰福音。
Let's look at the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
Chapter 14, verse 26 to 27.
约翰福音十四章二十六节二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
约翰福音十四章二十六节二十七节。
But the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to youYour remembrance, all that I say to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, not let it be fearful. Here Jesus mentioned that the Holy Spirit is a helper. When the Spirit come to us, and then we can understand, we can remember all that his instructions, and it gives us a peace within our heart.
这里提到当神赐宝惠师给我们就是圣灵他就会教导我们一切的话他就会留下给我们平安这个平安不是世人所赐的
So the fruit of the spirit the second one the love and joy this joy is come from the Holy Spirit
所以圣灵所结的第二个果子喜乐是来自圣灵的
It beyond our physical it never touch upon this material world
是跟世界上所有物质的东西没有任何的触摸的
So our life can be upgrade ourselves on the kingdom of God then
所以我们的生活才可以被提升到神国里面去
Let's look at Romans chapter 14
请翻到罗马书第十四章
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章的第十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And here this passage mentioned that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
这里十七节提到，因为神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not in flesh.
所以神的国不是肉体的，不是物质的。
The kingdom of God is in spirit.
因为神的国是属灵的。
And righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因此只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
I think this is a great reason why we have to seeking the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这也是为什么我们需要不断地追求圣灵的充满。
What is a joy?
什么是喜乐？
Joy is come from the within the Lord. It's our peaceful heart. We can say.
喜乐是来自神的，是来自一个平安的心。
True satisfaction.
是来自真正的满足。
And the relationship is always secure within the Lord.
而我们与神的关系却是确保。
And there is also the living hope within our heart.
而在我们的心中有活泼的盼望。
So if you look at the First Peter chapter 1, Peter mentioned that rejoice.
因此在彼得前书彼得这里跟我们讲说要常喜乐。
Because you can see the coming of truth through the salvation.
因为我们可以看到救恩的来临。
He mentioned that this is as a true, this is a living hope.
而他提到这就是一个活泼的盼望。
And also the true love within us that comes within us and that we can have a true joy.
当真的爱来到我们身上的时候，我们就可以有真的喜乐。
And also, God gave us a true contentment within our heart.
而神也会赐给我们来自心中的真正满足。
When our eyes turn up to look at the world,
当我们的把眼提起来看这个世界
then many things is a lack of in our life. There's a lack of many things.There's many need more in our life.
在我们生命中有许多的缺乏。
Because we easily can compare other people's. We know we can more and more comfortable with our life if we're seeking the way we seeking our life.
因为我们想要与别人比较，我们想要更过更好的生活。
So our heart of contentment easily can fade away from us.
所以那个满足感会因为这样子逐渐的流失。
But once our heart is seeking God.
但是当我们的心在追求神
then we can content within the Lord.
我们就可以在神里面得到满足
Because what all we need, God will provide us within our life.
因为我们一切所需的神都会提供
And also the Holy Spirit make our life to be content, also joyful within our heart.
而圣灵的盼望就会使我们心中有喜乐
We think about many reasons that we can be rejoiced.
我们可以想到许多可以喜乐的理由。
First, your name is my name is written in the book of life.
想一想，你和我的名字写在生命册上。
Most of the people in this world are very insecure when they're alive and they live in this world.
大部分活在这个世界上的人对他们的生活是毫无保障的。
Especially now, like a lot of finance, many people have financial difficulties and challenge in their life.
尤其在现今的社会有许多人在经济上毫无保障。
Even though economics is getting better, but actually, still for us, it's a long way to go to recover. I think.
虽然经济有好转的现象，但是对许多的人还是一个很蛮路途遥远。
It is insecure in our life.
因为在他们生活中没有任何的保障。
But once we think about our name is written in the book of life.
但是想一想，你和我的名字记在生命册上。
Then we can rejoice.
就因为这样子我们可以喜乐。
Because this is true security in our life.
因为这是我们生命中真正的保障。
No one can take away my name by other people's.
没有任何人可以把我的名字从生命册上撤去。
Listen to Luke chapter 10.
请翻到路加福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 20.
路加福音第十章的二十节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 20, Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the Spirit is subject to you, but rejoice that your name are recorded in heaven. And here that Jesus mentioned to his disciples, says, Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. Luke chapter 10 verse 20. Luke chapter 10, book of Luke chapter 10 verse 20.
路加福音第十章的二十节， 然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
I think a spirit that is subject to us is considered a great excitement.
我们的名能记录在天上是一个极大的喜乐。
We're casting out the demons.
我们可以赶鬼。
But here Jesus said, rejoice that your name are recorded in heaven.
但是这里说不要因为鬼服了你们就欢喜，因为还要因为我们的名字记在天上就欢喜。
This one reason is enough.Let my life and your life to rejoice always.
就单单这个理由，足够让你和我要常常的欢喜。
And also, we can see Jesus Christ.
我们也可以看到主耶稣基督。
And when every time we kneel down, we pray to God, we can communicate with God.
而每一次当我们跪下祷告的时候，我们就可以与神沟通。
This is the great the privilege that we have.
这样子是一个很极大的优势。
We can call God as our Father.
我们可以呼叫神为阿爸父。
This is our privilege.
这是我们的优势。
It is enough reason to rejoice always within the Lord.
这样子的理由足够我们要常常的欢喜。
It doesn't mean that we can our path of our life always smooth enough to make an easy way to drive all the time.
不在乎我们所走的路是不是常常都是平顺的。
Because there's a lot of challenge maybe.
因为可能路途中会有许多的挑战。
Yet God already secured all the our salvations, our life already in His security fence.
但是神却已经保障我们的救恩，还有保障我们的生活。
And also we can rejoice because we willing to offer ourselves to God.
当我们可以把自己献上给神，也因这个理由而喜乐。
I'm sure. So sometimes we can follow God is a lot of challenge, a lot of difficulties maybe.
可能有时候我们跟随神会面临到许多的挑战。
But this way, actually, we can learn about Him, we can experience of God. This is true our privileges.
但是也因为这样子，我们可以更认识神，可以体会到神，这也是我们的优势。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
请翻到彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13.
彼得前书第四章第十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
彼得前书第四章的第十三节。
But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with the exultations. He said Peter urged us to that. To the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing.
这里彼得鼓励我们，我们要欢喜到什么程度呢？就是与基督一同受苦，我们也要觉得极大的欢喜。
Then on the last day, we can rejoice with Him.
因为这样子到了最后，他显荣耀的时候，我们也可以欢喜快乐。
We know because the 21st century, we live in this, we're very comfortable in this country.
我们知道在21世纪，我们活在这个国家，过得非常的舒适。
We might easily dwelling in the comfort zone our own life.
我们会有时候迷失在我们自己生活中的舒适里。
We do not want to improve our characters.
我们可能会拒绝想要改变自己的性
格。We think that it is enough our faith, it is enough our devotions.
我们会觉得我们的热心，我们的个性，我们的信心，一切都已经足够了。
Eventually, we can compromise our heart from this world and also to God.
就会慢慢的，我们的心和这个世界妥协了。
So we can dwelling in there, we can taste both of them.
所以我们可以活在这个世界，尝到两边的喜快乐。
But here, the Peter mentioned that make our life positively share the suffering of Christ.
但是这里彼得却鼓励我们，我们要与基督一同受苦。
So that we can gain the true rejoice within Him.
所以我们才可以从他里面得到真正的喜乐。
And also because we receive the salvation salvation from God.
也因为我们从神那里得到救恩。
It's a time that we can give up something or we can offer to God.
我们应该可以舍弃一些东西或者献上一些东西给神。
We can ask ourselves what we so far we have been offering to God.
我们应该问自己，到现今我们给神献上了什么呢
？Of course, you can calculate as monetary values.
或许你可以用金钱来计算。
Or some of you maybe your effort, your time.
有一些人可以用时间或者精力来计算。
We have to ask ourselves, can we truly give up everything to God?
但是我们要问自己，我们真的可以献上一切所有的吗？
When we find out the first chronicle, when David, when he prayed to God, he rejoiced joyfully, he willingly offered to God everything.
在历代志上，当大卫王向神祷告的时候，他欢喜的想要把一切献上给神。
He understands that everything has come from him.
因为他明白一切都是从神来的。
Sometimes we can understand how much we love God based on how much we can offer to God.
有时候我们把我们可以献上多少的
The more we offer to God, the more we joy they receive from God actually.
我们把在神里面得到的喜乐跟我们可以献上多少画个等号。
Because you can compare the what the children offer to the parents, what the parents offer to children is very different.
或许你可以这样子想，小孩子给父母亲多少，跟父母亲给小孩子多少，这是不一样的。
Because of the degree of love, the understanding is different.
也因为他们对彼此的爱的程度是不一样，因此对彼此的了解也不一样。
Parents' love toward the children is give up. They can give up everything. They can offer to everything to the parents, to the children.
父母亲对小孩子的爱，他们是可以献上一切。
But from the children to parents is very calculated.
但是对小孩子对母亲的爱是用计算的。
First, they have to think about themselves.
首先，他们会先想到自己。
So this is how much you can love God.
这也是我们能爱神多少。
We know the parents love their children. When give up something, give something to the children, that times the parents rejoice.
当父母亲可以献上东西给小孩子，他们因为这样子而喜乐。
We can offer to God whatever we have. If this is the best one, we offer to God, so we gain this rejoice from the Lord.
但是当我们献上给神的时候，我们也应该献上所有的，也因为要这样子而喜乐。
So we have to, I hope all the brothers and sisters, you can capture this joy within your life.
所以我劝所有的弟兄姐妹，也希望你们在生活中能琢磨到这样子的喜乐。
We have to be careful about those kind of things that bothers our joys, like a sinful life.
我们要特别注意在生活中那些可以引起我们快乐的罪。
We know nowadays one of the major forces to destroy our joy is a sin in this world.
在现今的社会，可以摧毁我们信仰生活的就是最终来的喜乐。
Wage of sin is death.
因为罪的代价就是死。
Every time the death comes into us, then our joy is disappear from us.
当死临到我们的时候，我们的喜乐就会因此而消失。
We have to overcome the force of the sin in this world.
所以我们需要来胜过这个世界的罪。
And also, we have to overcome our selfishness, our greedy heart.
我们需要胜过我们的自私。
And also, the first Timothy chapter 6 mentions, love of the money is all the source of evil.
在圣经也提到爱钱财是一切罪恶的根。
And also that we have a lot of the anxious for our life.
或者我们对生命中也有许多的好奇。
It's like a thorn in our heart. It's a thorn, a tree of thorn.
在我们心中好比刺。
It destroyed all the word of God within our heart.
而会销毁我们在我们心中神的话。
So we have to get rid of all this thorn from our heart.
所以我们要拔出这些心中的刺。
We have to come back to God. We can restore the joy if we do not have.
我们需要回到神里面，再重新得在神里面的喜乐。
We have to listen to the voice of God.
我们需要听神的声音。
If we have a sinful world, we are dwelling in the sin, we have to come back to God with a true repentance.
如果我们回在罪中，我们需要有真正的悔改，回到神的里面。
Always the repent to bring us a true joy within our heart.
因为真正的悔改是在我们心中能带来真正的喜乐。
And also when we walk with the word of God,
当我们与神的话同行，
He always can supply us all the joy within our life.
他就可以提供我们生命中无比的喜乐。
Let's read one more verse of Jeremiah 15.
我们再念一个圣经节，翻到耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
耶利米书的第十五章第十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
耶利米书第十五章的第十六节。
The words were found and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy and a delight of my heart. For I have been called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. You mentioned that the word was found, and I ate them. The word became for me a joy and the delight of my heart.
约利米书第十五章十六节，主神万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
21st century, one of the great challenges of Christian life is we do not read the Bible simply.
在我们现今的社会，对基督徒最大的挑战就是我们不读圣经。
We do not enough time to meditate the Word of God.
我们没有花足够的时间来审思神的话语。
So there is not many chance the Word of God truly can inspire us to encourage us.
也因此，神的话没有办法激励，还有来鼓励我们。
I'm sure because all the local church to constantly help out all the brothers and sisters let us to read the scriptures.
我相信每一个教会都会鼓励信徒们来读圣经。
But we cannot just read the scripture because of somebody forcing us to do it.
但是我们不应该因为有人强迫我们读圣经，所以我们才读圣经。
We have to our spiritual life reach up to in the book of Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16 in this kind of a.Kind of dimension we have to move up.
我们的生活灵性应该要像耶利米书十五章十六节这里所提到的。
We can encourage each other read the scriptures every day.
我们要彼此的鼓励，每天来读神的话。
So let the word of God gives us a joy and delight within our heart.
这样子，神的话才可以在我们心中给我们欢喜快乐。
Otherwise, we never have a rejoice within our heart with the word of God.
否则，我们就永远不会因为神的话语在心中得到欢喜
快乐。Then what happens is our brain, our mentally, we never think about God. Only just come to the church once in a while.
也因为这样子，我们不读圣经，在生活中我们不会有思想到神。我们只有来到教会才会思想到神。
We have to restore our the habit to read the scriptures every day.
我们需要恢复这样子的习惯，每天要读圣经。
So we need to have this experience.Book of Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16.
就这样子，我们才可以体会到耶利米书这里所体会的。
Another our challenge is we do not pray.
还有另外一个挑战就是我们不祷告。
We have to restore our habit of our prayer.
我们要恢复常常祷告的习惯。
Because we have many challenges out there.
因为我们在世上面临许多的挑战。
If we do not pray,
如果我们不祷告
our life easily can slide back, slide down.
我们的生活会很容易就会滑下坡，会跌倒。
We always think about, oh, at that time, when I first time receive the Holy Spirit, when I have so joyful.
我们常常都想到，我得圣灵的时候，那时候是多么的欢喜快乐。
We can come to the God, we can pray to God.
我们可以来到神面前向神祷告。
So there's answer for the joy, how we can obtain the joy. Very simple.
所以这个就是答案，我们要如何得到欢喜快乐呢？
We can truly open our heart, come to the Lord, listen to His voice.
我们可以来到神面前，打开我们的心，听他的声音。
We can repent our heart.
我们要悔改我们的心。
We can read the word of God.
我们要读神的话语。
We can pray to God.
我们要向神祷告。
So that we truly can receive all this joy from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子我们才可以从神领受欢喜快乐。
There is not any shortcut.
没有任何的捷径。
But this is the only way.
而这就是唯一的路。
We are last verse of Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
请翻到最后一个经节，腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
腓立比书第四章的第四节。
I hope that you can rejoice in the Lord always.
第四章第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐。
The joy comes from the Holy Spirit dwelling with you to guide you your life.
喜乐来自圣灵，要时常与我们伴随同在，要带领我们的生活。
Sing Him 402.
请唱诗402首。
Way is the best way, though I may not see. sorrows and trials, oh, gather round me. The best.
神的路是最好的道路.
And the one that is inspired by the love of God and by the Holy Spirit, Paul mentioned about the fruit of the Spirit.
透过主耶稣基督的感动，还有圣灵的感动， 保罗提到圣灵所结的果子。
He urged us to have this precious love of God.
他激励鼓励我们要有神的这种爱。
And also he asked us to have this joy within our heart.
他也祈求我们在心中有这样子的喜乐。
We ask God to help us and the Spirit help us to having this wonderful, the part of the fruit of the Spirit can gain in our life.
愿神还有圣灵能帮助我们在我们生活中能结出圣灵的果子。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们下跪下一同祷告。
About 15 minutes.
15分钟。
In the name of Jesus.